Hey y'all, what's up? It's your girl Krista B from Those Wrestling Girls. Now, if you know me, you know how much of a rock fan I am. And it's been so hard for me to get my hands on an actual rock t-shirt until now. I finally got my rock shirt and I got it from Ripple Junction. Ripple Junction is a team of imaginative pop culture fanatics who creates the planet's most awesome t-shirts and official licensed products. They are armed with all things WWE and it's always some fun, cute designs up there. So you have to go up there. Make sure you go to ripplejunction.com and don't forget to use the code Those Wrestling Girls for 15% off of your purchase. Hope to see you there. And you have to let me know what shirts you got. Bye. Everybody, what's up? We're back. It's Those Wrestling Girls. It's your girl, Krista B.
And Queen PR.
And today we have a fun episode for you. We are talking about the year of Bayley, aka who Facebeat Hill High Podcast loves to call Karen because of her new haircut.
And Janelle likes to call her Messy Tessie.
Messy Tessie. She has so many nicknames now. It's crazy.
She does.
But yes, we're talking about Bayley's 1 year as the SmackDown Women's Champion. She's been literally 300 and something counting. And I'm over it. You over it?
I am over it. I am over it. I'm ready for her to drop that shit. I'm glad it's coming soon. So at the time of recording this, there's a Hell in a Cell match between Sasha Banks and Bayley for the SmackDown Women's Championship. So hopefully that's when we'll finally get
Sasha to be champ.
Yes, and have like a real significant reign.
Right, I hope so. Like, they need to stop. I mean, Sasha's on SmackDown now, so maybe she'll have a good reign.
Yeah.
But, you know, Vince is still the boss of bosses, so we don't know.
It's true.
But
So I have to ask you, because I think what's made this championship run for Bayley so, like, important, I guess, is that it all came with her heel turn. Because she was SmackDown Women's Champion before this, but then she kind of, this new run, I think, is really, like, where we see, like, Bayley really coming into her own. But I was one of those people that never thought she would turn heel.
Me neither. Me neither.
Like, I would have bet money on it.
I'd have been like, what? If you would have told me, like, a year ago, oh, yeah, she's going to turn heel at this point, I'd be like, bah.
Yeah, right.
Like I said, when we was doing our live episode with Facebeat, our Thursday episode of Facebeat Heels, shout out to you girls. It was just like Bayley turning heel was also like Roman turning heel. I would have never thought it would happen. And like they played those characters so well. It's just like, oh shit, like they can really play heel. Like they can really be the bad guy and, you know, work that shit. Because Roman Reigns' arrogance, we're not going to get into it.
Yeah.
But Bayley
on Thirsty Thursday well. For us to gush about Roman.
I don't think I'm giving you any more permission to gush about Roman. You should have been shooting with him in a gym, sis. Your Roman privileges are revoked at this point. No, but Bayley's arrogance is good too. Like you really show a side her. Like when she kills her Bayley buddies, I'm like, oh man.
Yo, but that's
I feel was. Like the cutting of the hair, the changing of the outfits and stuff, it really tied into, because when she cut her Bayley buddies, she still had the ponytail. She still had the colors. It just wasn't, it was like, you sure? Like, you don't get new ones? Like, you want to get, these were the old ones, you want to get new ones? Is that what you're doing? But when she turned on Becky, when Sasha came back, it was a wrap. It was such a wrap. And I'm like, how you turn on Becky? Because Becky was the one who allowed you to cash in on Charlotte after Charlotte beat Becky for the SmackDown Women's Championship.
Yep. And I'm so glad that you brought up those little mini things that happened prior to like her turning, because we have started to see like a more aggressive Bayley a little bit. There's that gif of her pushing Charlotte on Moment of Bliss, and then Money in the Bank cash in. Like, I think that was when we started to see like Bayley kind of like on the rise a little bit. And her being, and then when she joined Sasha and turned on
Becky,
like I was like, okay. And then when she officially just went there, I was like, oh, okay.
And we were able to see Charlotte and Becky versus Sasha and Bayley. That was crazy.
A couple times, I think, too, right?
But the one at Madison Square Garden was their official match. That's the one we saw. That shit was crazy. Like, when Charlotte music hit, when they was attacking Becky with that chair, I'm like, oh my God, they're going to get back together? Like, they're going to be, you know. It's a love-hate relationship with all four of them.
And I think anytime we could see the four of them, like, in action together, and then we got to see it live at Madison Square Garden, like, I don't think it gets, like, any better than that. But so with Bayley, it's cool because she was kind of, and with Becky too, is like, they were like the underdogs of the four horsewomen.
And I don't even know who was more under. I don't know if Becky was more under than Bayley or vice versa. Like, I don't even know who was more under.
Right.
It was just like they were both there.
Yeah. Yeah, and then
Becky became the man after she took that punch from Nia. That's it.
Yeah,
she became the man.
Yeah, she really did. And I didn't think that anyone, because we are huge Becky fans, and I was over it when she was champion for over a year plus. Now we have Bayley at this point. She's been champion for 366 days, and I'm like, okay, like, I'm ready. But this year, I feel like, especially with the quarantine, like, Bayley and Sasha have, like, saved the show for me a lot of the times. Like, them together as tag team partners, then later turning on each other, like, their storyline or whatever they've been in has been, like, the most entertaining for me.
I think that Sasha is definitely going to take that belt off of Bayley at Hell in the Cell.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that.
Yeah, me too.
I can't.
How did you feel about Bayley's kind of feuds with the championship? So it was kind of like all over the place. Like, she had, like, they teased a little bit of a Naomi feud with her, and then for WrestleMania this year they did the six elimination match, and she still ended up retaining. And then Charlotte won the Royal Rumble this year, but she didn't choose SmackDown or Raw. She chose the NXT Championship. So what's the most memorable feud do you think Bayley's had? Oh, and Lacey Evans, she's had a few title matches with. And of course, Nikki Cross. And then Ember Moon last year before Ember got injured. But is there any feud that you feel like that you wanted Bayley to lose a title to? Or you think it's Sasha?
I don't think that she's really had a bigger feud throughout her title. Like, everything was, like, real mini. Like, I feel like the longest feud she kind of had before this dynamic between her and Sasha now is the one with Becky.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, mostly the feud was with herself. Yeah. Trying to figure out if she was going to become that angry person or was going to become this heel. Because you saw a lot of the time, like, she would be real hesitant. Mm-hmm. And she'll do something that'll be like, whoa, she became this. And then she'll kind of, like, pull back and be like, you know what? That's not me. So I feel like the feud mostly is with herself more than any other wrestler. Like, mm-hmm. I would have loved to see, you know, Naomi get something. But at the same time, it's like, storyline-wise, like, where would that go?
Yeah.
Because, you know, with quarantine, you only have a select handful to choose from. So where would that have gone with Naomi if they really didn't start anything? Like, Naomi just kind of put herself out there to fight them both.
Mm-hmm.
One won and one lost, you know? So
yeah.
With Lacey Evans and Nikki Cross, I like the whole Nikki Cross and Bayley thing.
Mm-hmm.
But it really led to the breakup. I feel like that happened because it led to the breakup of Alexa and Nikki without them really having to fight or turn each other. Like, they fought because of title match purposes, but they didn't fight, you know, like Becky and Charlotte or Bayley and Sasha. So I feel like her biggest, her most memorable feud is the one with her.
I agree. I think Bayley just coming into her own, I think, is like the highlight for me to see, besides everything with Sasha, because in the beginning you could tell she was still kind of like, what kind of heel am I gonna be? Like, in the beginning, like last year around this time, she was still like emo. She didn't really talk. She kind of came to the ring kind of just like looking depressed. And then we had to get used to the haircut. Let's be real. Like, that's no shade to Bailey, but like, we're used to a certain hairstyle. And now we have this like bob cut. So we got used to that. But I feel like over the months, like, she really started to get into her own and she became more of like that obnoxious heel that you really just want to slap the shit out of every day. And then like her and Sasha together, I would just be like, and I never thought I would say this, but when she would start coming out, I would be like, yo, give Bailey the mic. I want to hear what she has to say. And that's normally never been the case, but she's been so funny these days and so just like ridiculous that I want to hear everything that Bailey has to say these days.
I love Bailey on Twitter.
Yeah, she's funny.
Like, Bianca Belair posted, like when she posted the video of her running and doing the hurdles and stuff. When she's talking about she's the fastest, like her actual track and field videos. And Billy just posted, oh, it's disgusting. And Bianca was like, all right, at this point, just fight me. I have
to right, like, fight her. You know what? Yeah. Fight her. Bianca's on SmackDown now.
I know. So are they going to put Bianca and Sasha against each other, which would be good.
Yeah.
Or Bianca's definitely going to have a title shot. I feel like if Sasha wins it off of Bailey, Bianca gonna be like, I go here now. Run your belt. And that's exactly what's gonna happen. Bianca's gonna win.
I want that to happen so bad.
I'm telling you, if this shit happens, yeah, I'll be writing WWE. I'm like, listen, our timestamp date, send this to you. Can we get our check, please? Thank you.
Yes. And then also I want to mention too, I completely forgot about this, that Naomi and Bailey had a match at Super Showdown in I want to say Saudi Arabia, which was really cool. And then Survivor Series last year, she was champion and she had that triple threat match with Becky and Shayna Baszler. And that match was the main event of Survivor Series, and it got a lot of mixed reviews. What were your thoughts on that match?
Somebody got disqualified, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to remember. You know, Survivor Series is my favorite.
I feel like Becky won somehow, but like by a count out or some shit.
There's no countouts in triple threat matches.
Or a disqualification, something. I know it was like, and then she like beat up Shayna after or something. It's something.
It's I really can't remember. And that's bad because Survivor Series is my favorite pay-per-view. And I really can't remember.
So Shayna Baszler won. But Becky beat up Shayna afterwards. So there was no like disqualification or anything, but Becky ended up looking like the man at the end of the night. And I think a lot of people thought this should have been the night that Bailey, like with her heel turn, like maybe she should have won. Or if Shayna was going to win, maybe not have Becky beat the shit out of her after. It was just a whole lot of mixed reactions. But I think...
You see me really trying to remember this, right?
Yeah, because it was one of those things where everyone was kind of anticipating what this triple threat match would be like. And then it wasn't, it didn't live up to expectations. But I do think it's really cool that last year's Survivor Series had NXT involved SmackDown and Raw. I thought that was so dope.
Oh, okay, because they were all the champions at the time for each brand. Okay, I'm like, wait, so how did the title... I'm thinking, you know what I'm thinking? I'm thinking about Mania when Becky tapped out. No, she didn't tap out. I'm bugging. But didn't Becky fight Shayna at Mania?
Yeah.
That's the match I'm kind of thinking about. And I was just like,
where did that come from?
Because that match was like really short. Everybody was really anticipating that match. Yeah. And it was just like not one of the best.
Yeah.
But that's what I'm thinking about. I do remember now the triple threat match, Survivor Series, the brand, the all three women's champions. Okay, I got it.
Lord, I'm so for you. That was a cool, that was a whole cool concept last year. And I hope
this is why I love Survivor Series.
Yeah.
This is why I love, because you see, like, once you put the teams against each other like that, you thank you, Rock, for love making me love Survivor Series. I hope you watch this one day.
And then I forgot this too. Speaking of Samoans, that at Money in the Bank pay-per-view this year, Tamina had a championship match against Bayley, which was pretty cool.
Mm-hmm. I think that was dope. Tamina got her spot. I'm actually wearing a Nia shirt today.
Oh, nice.
But I don't have my Tamina shirts yet.
Yeah. I was hoping, I didn't think Tamina was going to win the championship, but I was hoping that they did more afterward, just because it was really cool to see Tamina in like that different way. And she really came out of her shell. Like, she was on Twitter, you know, being really creative. And I really enjoy, I can't wait till we eventually do a Tamina episode, because this year I think she really impressed me.
We didn't do one? Lord, I felt like we did a Tamina episode.
We've been planning to, but we've been waiting for the right time. So I think it was good that she's had this championship opportunity, because we would have already recorded it. So
right, then we had to like re-record or put a part two out.
Right. So I think
Tamina's deserving of a two-part episode.
Tamina's dope. And she's been around for so long. And I'm hoping in the draft, maybe things get shaken up and she can do something.
Go to Raw.
So let's talk about the golden role models and when her and Sasha had all the belts, because that was a huge part of their championship run. Because you had Bayley Dose Straps, don't know how I feel about that, and then you had Sasha, who was
Two Belts Banks,
and then she got the Raw championship. They were Two Belts Banks, so they had all the gold for a few weeks. How did you feel about Bayley just being a part of all of this?
I hated the golden role models. Like, they were really antagonizing and they, I couldn't take it. Like, especially Sasha. Sasha was like so arrogant. I'm just like, yo, I will fight this girl. Like, dead ass. Like, I had to get real Brooklyn on him. Like, yo come outside, bitch. Like,
yo, just pull up on me.
like, pull up on me, because all that wrestling shit don't faze me. Like, we're gonna be laughing. Like, I had to get real Brooklyn. They were like really pissing me off.
They really were obnoxious. Like, oh my God, you couldn't tell them anything. And I lived for it, because it was just so entertaining. Like,
I swear, every time I saw you tweeting from our TWG account, I swear I wanted to go back and delete it. Like, nope, I don't agree with this. I don't agree with this. I don't agree with this. What is she talking about here? No, sorry.
They were so funny. Oh my God, I thought they were so funny, especially Bayley. Like, and the way that they would obnoxiously support each other. Like, if one was in a match and like Bayley was on commentary, like there was one SmackDown where Nikki and Bayley were on commentary while Alexa and Sasha were having a match, and they were both just being like so hilarious. And then because of the quarantine and stuff, like, that really added a lot. Like, the women like really added a lot to the shows, and I feel like Bayley was a huge part of that. But then, as y'all know, probably if y'all listen to the show, I'm not always a huge fan of double belts or two people holding all the belts, because what happened was all of the pay-per-views were all revolved around Sasha and Bayley. Mm-hmm. Which is okay. I mean, they're my faves. If there was anyone, I'm like, okay. But like, after a while, you kind of want to see, you know, you want to switch it up. You don't want to just have the tag team belts just as their accessories for a little while. You know what I mean? Like, I don't know. I preferred when it was different. So I'm glad when I wasn't glad when Sasha dropped the belt. But like, I was like, okay, yeah, let them belts, some of them belts go.
Right. Tag team, they lost.
Yeah.
Sasha lost Raw. Bayley still has SmackDown, but that's gonna change the hell in the cell. I know it. I feel it in my spirit.
I totally agree. So how did you feel about, so when the Iconics came back, it looked like they were gonna have like a massive feud with Sasha and Bayley. They didn't end up getting the belts. They did have a championship match though. But then they ended up losing them to
Shayna and Nia.
Yes. Yes, they did. But before that, I want to talk about the Kabuki Warriors and Asuka and Kairi Sane and that whole feud. How did you enjoy kind of the four of them tangling it up?
It was a good feud. I don't like the way Kairi went out. You know, I don't like that, but it was a good feud. I feel like that was like the real last time that Bayley really helped Sasha in the ring.
Yeah.
Like, because even when Sasha was helping Bayley and stuff, she wasn't reciprocating the same stuff. But yeah. I do like the match and the feud that these four women have had through the past couple of months. And I'm sad. I'm kind of sad it went. But at the same time, I couldn't take it anymore. Like, yeah. Anything with, at that, at this point when I had, they feel like anything with the golden role models, I was just like, hello, can we have other people come out and jump them? Because I'm tired.
Yeah.
That's it. I'm tired.
It became a time where I was like, okay, I'm over it. But I do love the everything about Bailey's last year. Like, I've loved, even from before Money in the Bank, where they were like teasing her being a little bit more aggressive all up until her cashing in, which is a really dope moment. I didn't realize how much I really wanted her to be Money in the Bank. And then down to when she actually turned and she killed her Bailey buddies and all the little kids was crying, and up until being Bailey Dose Straps and just really just, and then selling all this, still being a number one merch seller, because that was one of the things I was like, they're not going to turn Bailey. She sells too much merch to these little girls, but she still sells just as much merch as she did before. And she's really, truly at the top of her game. To the point where, Bailey, you don't need the SmackDown Women's Championship anymore. Like, you have really, I feel like she really solidified herself as, like, a really, like, a top star. Like,
yeah, I feel like she's exhausting it now.
Yeah, it's time. Shit, don't you need a break, Bailey?
Like, I know I do. I
just stop for like.
Look, I know I do, and we just sit and watch you on TV.
Yes. And I like Bailey's gear, like everything about her heel turn. I feel like I really enjoy.
I'm definitely feeling the heel turn, the gear, the gold, the music. Mm-hmm. I'm definitely feeling
it. Yeah, me too. But you know, it's time for something new. But kudos to Bailey, because we've been waiting to do this kind of like bonus spotlight episode on Bailey. Yep. Last year, similar to our Becky Lynch episode, because she made such history as Raw Women's Champion. So we wanted to do the same with Bailey. And I really enjoyed it, because a year plus ago, we would never have been speaking of Bailey like this. Like, she would have just been the last horsewoman we mentioned.
Right. I agree. I mean, I'm glad we did this episode. We get some insight. Other people get some insight on, you know, her transition from Bailey buddies till now. Yeah. I do hope that she loses at Hell in a Cell. I do hope that Sasha is able to pick up that one and get all the payback.
Yeah.
Especially for the chair on her neck part. And I pray that, you know, I hope that Charlotte can make a comeback.
Yeah.
Some type of way. And you know it's real if I'm asking for Charlotte to make a comeback.
I know, right?
so that, yeah, we could see more of the, at least three of the four horsewomen.
Yeah. So we're excited to be recording new episodes. We're excited for the draft and whatever this new phase of WWE is about to bring. And yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
Okay, well, you heard it here first. Thank you for tuning in, you guys. And on that note, it's your girl, Krista B.
And Queen PR.
And we are out.